www.thebeatonline.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Along with questions about your health, we always want to hear your on-air personal success stories. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope. And hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. So let me know what's going on with your health by giving me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Just call 888-283-7272. And we'll make some time to spend with you. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick this segment off with Stan. Stan, I'm on call with you, my man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a question about diabetes.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, 4 years ago, I had bronchitis for almost 3 months.
Okay.
And couldn't ever get rid of it, and it finally ended up going into pneumonia, and they hospitalized me. And they said, well, they found out that my sugar had jumped up to 360.
All right.
And the doctor said, what happens is, anytime you get an infection like that, it causes your sugar to jump. The antibiotics they give you causes your sugar to jump, and on and on and on. So we finally got it down, back in the normal range, and then back this past October, and I'd taken the pneumonia shot a couple years ago. Well, in this past November, October, I get, lo and behold, I get pneumonia again. This time they treat me at home. And I didn't keep as close watch on the sugar that time. I thought, well, it's going to go up while I've got the pneumonia. But I became severely dehydrated.
Okay.
Well, lo and behold, one morning I get up and check my blood sugar, and it was 600. And we've slowly got it back down below 200. And I've done a lot of research. I see a lot of these nutritional doctors say that you should never take a diabetes medication. That it only makes the problem worse. That it's just a nutritional disease, and that's the way you should handle it.
And your question to me is that true or is that not?
Is that true?
Okay. There's a couple things that I want to ask you before I answer that. Number one, is what is your hemoglobin A1C been? Do you know what that? I'm sure you know what that is. Your A1C.
It was when I had pneumonia back in 4 years ago. It jumped from 6.0 to 9.0.
And what is it now?
Well, I'm having some blood work done. I had some blood work done a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't got the report back, but I'm having a full scale
panel
exam done at the end of the month. So okay.
We'll find
out
then.
But I'm sure it's probably over 7.0.
Well, now that tells me something right there. Are you sure it's over 7.0? Because here's what I mean by that. If you think it's going to be over 7.0, that's half the battle right there, is what you think.
Well, when you take your daily readings, they're over 150, I would assume that's going to be.
It can, but a lot of times I've seen it when it hangs around 140, 150, 160, that your A1C can hang around the low sixes. And that's still, we're coming out of the trenches when you get down in the low sixes. You know that, right?
Yes.
So here's kind of the answer to your question. What have you been on since all of this? What did they put you on?
Metformin.
The train of thought is, yes, that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is a diet and lifestyle related health challenge. it is something that most of us that you know, that have ever dealt with it, you kind of lifestyle your way into it. The way you eat, the way you live, the way you exercise or not exercise, it is that way. However, when your blood sugar gets up to be around 600 or 500 or 400 in the high range like that, it is, I think, critical that you get on something to bring it back down. Now that you get it down around 150 to 200, now the game changes in a major, major way. And so that's what you want to do. And so, yeah, you're at a great place right now to where you could probably begin with your physician's help, of course, because you don't want to do it by yourself, to wean off of where you are after you get this next round of tests and begin to control everything by your lifestyle choices. However, I'm curious to know what, the things that you're eating every single day. Because if you're taking the medication and eating the wrong foods, then you're working against yourself anyway. So what do you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a quick rundown.
Well, breakfast, I have the steel oats.
Okay.
With cinnamon. I have that about 4 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week. And the other days, I will have a couple of eggs.
All right.
At lunch, I'll have a salad and a couple of veggies, green veggies, with an apple for a snack at midday. And at night, I'll have maybe a small piece of steak, again, with a couple of green vegetables.
Okay, now the dinner on that is very good, but I will tell you, Stan, that you need to get rid of the oats in the morning. I would stick with the eggs. I would do maybe a piece of fruit or two with a couple, two or three eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then for lunch, you need to make sure that you're getting a good piece of protein, whether it's meat, chicken, fish, whatever it might be. Stick with the vegetables. You're on the right track. You need to include some more fats in your diet. What I would do in between your meals for snacks is I would do a big handful of nuts, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocado, something like that. You want to take 2 tablespoons a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of cod liver oil. It's a high-quality fish oil that your body will absorb very, very well. And when you get plenty of healthy fats along with plenty of healthy proteins, which are almost there with where you need to be, and I encourage you to get my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the anti-inflammatory diet. Look at the listings of all the foods in there and how you put those together. And I think that will help you out quite a bit with getting things stabilized. You're almost there. And I think, my friend, as you walk through this, I would include the chromium picolinate. I would also include the vanadium sulfate. Sometimes they call it vanadium. And then also manganese, 50 milligrams 3 times a day, alpha lipoic acid at 100 milligrams 3 times a day, all of those taken with food, and I think you'll see a huge transition in where you're going. So after you get this next round of tests, go ahead and change up the way you're eating, because remember, nothing will change your blood sugar more and stabilize your pancreas more than the things you're putting inside your body, and then add those things in that I've talked to you about once you talk to your physician, and I think you'll be sitting in a different place, 2 or 3 months from now, getting your A1C and your blood sugar down to where it used to be. Because remember, the good news is the body's regenerating every single day. Each day, old cells are dying, new cells are forming. So it doesn't matter you've gone through an infection years ago and got thrown into type 2 diabetes. Today's a brand new day. Radical changes equal radical results with your health, Stan. I know you can do it, man, and we're always here for you. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Regardless if you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital, but regardless of your current diagnosis, you can get a new prognosis. There's hope to get your health back, and that's what we're always here for, diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Live Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out at asaandrew.com. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and that's the health prescription. You'll find that at asaandrew.com as well. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I help?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorot, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metoprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril. And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes. Yes.
They are. Okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. Hmm. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height and weight?
She has, like, osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight of, I'm not very good at that, maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, can she exercise? Any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't because
it's just her. The other things that are, like, she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight-bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight-bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down in a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it. And it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown in Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her obviously to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important. So, I mean, I would have her look into, I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs. Because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing and doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now. She'll have radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is, but that's a little quote and a little saying. And it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true, because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it, and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too, many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight, and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet, and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice, also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. U.S. researchers said Thursday that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement, and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled, and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment, especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. you live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role. And you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us, for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate the toxins out of the body. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do from a natural perspective to combat the environment. And our environment's a challenge, no doubt about it. It really is. However, there are a lot of things we do can do to kind of put our armor on every single day, and that's something we want to focus on. Remember, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies, and that happens over a period of time. We don't eat the right types of foods. We don't get the right kind of exercise. We don't make the right kind of lifestyle choices, and we just don't get the right stuff in our body, and it begins to break down over a period of time. So that's number one. Toxicity is number two. Now, that can be environmental toxins like we're talking about right now, or it can be emotional toxins. It can be stressors in life that we allow to come in and rob us of our health, our vitality, and our energy levels. And then there's the old adage of genetics, number three, which grandma and grandpa, they gave it to us. We can't do anything about it. It's the cards that you were dealt, as they say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in. You can go to asaandrew.com and all the links are there to jump on and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter is at asaandrew.com now. It's launching out. So if you want to join in that, it's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. But let's go to Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there. And then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies and...
There's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that? Everything's fine?
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine, and the barium swallows and everything I've done, they can't find anything. And, of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having the problem. If I could be there for them to see it, then they can find something. But I just wondered if you had to what I could do.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job, and I related it to stress. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating, and it doesn't matter. It can be fried. It can be baked. It can be soup. It can be water. It can be tea. It can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be. You just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat, like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do, and there's natural things you can do, and you're eating meals. There's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat. For example, it's, you can, but it's real, you got to be real particular. So for example, if somebody to eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what, but to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down. And it would, it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. In the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that really will lay things out for you in a great way and show you all the different food groups, how to combine them properly together, getting the right amounts of proteins, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So those are all important to look at. Apple cider vinegar is really good too, and it's a little test that you can do, and you always want to do this before you start taking anything like that too, as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time, and stress levels are a big one too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water, don't drink Coke, don't drink sodas, don't drink fruit juice, don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy, proteins won't break down as well, and instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe 20, 25%, something like that. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. If you're, it's, you know, like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter, you still have an issue with it. You got to, when you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. And you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect in my book, I thought you'll kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And doesn't mean it have to be that way forever, but it means that when you've got digestive issues and your physicians that you've been to, no one can really help, the medications aren't helping, and all the tests are coming back clear, you've got to step back and go, well, I don't feel clear. And so you got to start looking at your lifestyle habits, because the foods that you eat, water you drink, air you breathe, rest that you get, I mean, all these different choices that you can make every day. See, the doctors can't make those choices for you. You have to start making those choices for you and making the right decisions. And by doing that, you're going to get just, you're going to be in a better place. So I would look into some of that and get with your docs on that and kind of come up with a good game plan. And I think you'll notice some difference. But it really does come down to what you eat. You've got to figure out if you've got enough hydrochloric acid or not, and then go from there. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
What a great program you have.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio. Not Cleveland, Tennessee, but Cleveland, Ohio.
The other Cleveland. Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posted. And I'll tell you, a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it went through my arm, and my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
Very electrocution. I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what to do after that happens.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered offered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it electrocution. It's more than a shock, because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was a fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which were a long, was a pretty long time. And it came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm. But I have continuing the pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder, possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much. I'm in pretty good health, and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted, though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times. Let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like this, my arm was doing.
Yeah.
Was going
no, I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go. You got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go to the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have I would find, this way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town. Ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care? And, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something. And go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach. And everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of, and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do, is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so. And go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist just to get it a once-over. And they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist, then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever, and we can have a good conversation. Because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone. It's because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only the problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted. But don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right. Thanks for the call and thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, man. What's up?
I just flunked my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was
it? I've got 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in the urinalysis. It was 6. I don't know how to read it. It's 16/HPF.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so. My three main questions are: what do you think about those numbers? Number one, number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
No, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay. So you're just now having a wake up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff and all that. All right. So, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously, and when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, you don't have to, I wouldn't jump there yet. You know, the white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done, and that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, you know, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.